It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavora's Fine Wine and Liquor, Quality Sales Food Service, The Red Couch, and Hoodoo Brewery. Now your host, David Pruse.
Hello, Fairbanks. David Pruse here. Good evening. Welcome to our locally produced and broadcasted show, Fairbanks Foodies. This show is the local portion of a lineup that plays on Saturday evenings. KFAR gives you four great food shows in a row. We start with Fairbanks Foodies, followed by the Grape Encounters. Then we have What's Cooking, and we finish off with the Beer Guys. It's a great lineup of food and beverages. We here at KFAR take your palate on Saturday evening. We take it seriously for you. We have great sponsors for the show, the Hoodoo Brewery, Quality Sales, Gavora Fine Wines and Liquors, and the Red Couch, which is located at 309 2nd Avenue, is now open for breakfast. On this show, we will explore meals you can make yourself, food venues in Fairbanks, local restaurants to try, and events you can participate in. We're here to explore the food flavors of Fairbanks. In Fairbanks, we're so diverse and fortunate, so let's explore our wonderful local food world together. This evening, we have people who help put on the and plan HIPOW, which stands for Happiness is Paying Our Way. HIPOW is coming up fast, October 10th, and it's going to go through the change of an event like all other items during a pandemic. And this is Amanda and Gayek. How you doing, Amanda?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Dave.
You ready for this HIPOW?
We are ready. Yep. It's different, but it's going to be super fun. So we're excited.
Well, everyone has the biggest social event of the year during a pandemic.
Yeah.
What are your changes? How did you look at this?
Well, my goodness. So one thing we know about HIPOW, and Father McGuigan saw this, you know, years ago, is that the people of Fairbanks are phenomenal, and they love to celebrate, and they love to get together and, you know, make a difference in the community. So moving a 600-person live auction into a virtual pandemic world was no small task, but we have some pretty great changes, I think, that are kind of finding a happy medium for the community and hopefully will help us meet our goals in fundraising for the Catholic schools.
And you all had to get together and figure this out on the fly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So we kind of, I think like everybody in Fairbanks and just, you know, anybody who is in a nonprofit situation or businesses, you know, we all were kind of forecasting, ooh, you know, come fall, things are going to probably continue to be different. So we started doing research this summer and looking at, you know, on a national level, what were some other nonprofits or what are other Catholic schools across the country doing to help with their fundraisers. A lot of galas happen across the country, a lot of auctions, things like that. So many people across the country had to make faster changes than we did. We actually got a little bit of time to help with planning, and we just have great people with great minds and dedication, you know, to the schools. So we were blessed.
The event, the auction itself is October 10th.
Yes.
You have a Friday night auction.
We do not have a Friday night auction this year, no. We really wanted to, you know, roll up all of our good times into one event, and we wanted to make that really special. And just the research that we did, you know, really said you don't need to spread it out across time.
One night, one event, one big happening.
Yeah. Well, and the cool thing about this year, you know, one of the reasons why we've done two events historically is because we wanted to get families involved and get kids involved. And because it's a formal dinner on Saturday night historically, kids weren't allowed to be involved in that. Well, now that we're doing it in this different format, families and kids can participate at home. And as I roll
make
out,
sure they have the bidding numbers of the parents. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that would be great.
I am evil.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't probably say no, but we'd help people out. So, we're excited because the whole piece for our event this year is to do it out of your home, basically. So we have dinner packages that people can purchase. We are still going to provide a meal, done by Midnight Sun Catering. They're our caterer this year, and he's been phenomenal to work with. And you know, it's a Fairbanks story, I think, where people say, "Yep, we need to make a change. We need to come together, and we're here to help you." So I can't say enough about people who are donating items, who are still showing up as sponsors. It's just really amazing.
So how does a person sign up to participate?
Great question. So hypeoutauction.com, that's where you can find out information about the actual auction. You can participate by purchasing a dinner package. A dinner package gives you 6 meals, and a dinner package is $500. So you're getting a good deal. You get dinner for 6, which you have a choice of, I think a Denali beef or a chicken. So we have a beef or a chicken option. And then you have salad, you have bread, and you also get a party bag.
Party bag.
A party bag.
Okay.
You could even get a party planner if you really wanted one. So, like, Dave, if you're at home and you're like, I'd love to have people over and I'd love to do this, but man, I don't want to plan anything. We'll actually hook you up with somebody who has donated their time, and they'll get in touch with you and they'll say, Dave, what are you looking at? What can we help you do to make this party super fun? What we're providing all people who buy dinner packages, we are going to give them, kind of like a goodie bag. So you'll have props for, like a selfie wall. You'll have champagne glasses. You'll have a tote bag to carry all of this in. You'll have, coasters, things like that, that are all kind of like Hypel memorabilia, because this is such a unique year. We really want to make sure people have some memories of how fun it could be.
Even though it's a unique year, the show must go on.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and we've had we had people asking about Hypel, back in May, what's going to happen with Hypel? Concerned people. And how can we help? And also a little bit like, what are you guys going to do with Hypel? So kind of waiting to see,
There's some of us, you're having Hypel, right?
Yeah,
you're
absolutely
having Hypel, right?
I know. So striking that balance, in looking out for, the health and well-being of our community, and then also, giving people a fun event, I think is something that we really wanted to try and do. I think we've hit the sweet spot a little bit with that. We're going to also, in addition to having that dinner package, so you'll have a dinner package. We can actually deliver it to you at your location where you're having your guests. And you can buy more than one dinner package. It's totally up to you. That's what's pretty cool about this event, is that you can decide to have 12 people over at your house. You could have 20 people over at your house. And so you're going to buy a certain amount of dinners in order to help serve them. And they come family style. They're delivered to your house. And anybody who buys a dinner package also is entered into this cool sweepstakes. So do you remember Publishers Clearinghouse?
Yes, I never won.
I know.
But there's always rumors that they're driving around Fairbanks. Yeah.
Okay. So Publishers Clearinghouse, like, that is, near and dear. I always wish that I would get that phone call or that person showing up on
the door. Have them show up with a sign, yeah.
Well, this is your chance, because we're going to have a Hypel sweepstakes. So anybody who purchases a dinner package can actually be entered into the sweepstakes, and their name is drawn. And then as part of the kickoff for the meal after Bishop's Prayer, which is pre-recorded, and you're going to have a link to that provided for you with your package, somebody could get that on the door, and it's going to be the sweepstakes van with $500 Hypel cash to spend in the event. So we're excited about that. I think that just kind of tickles everybody on the committee, because, it'd be pretty fun to have somebody show up on your door with balloons and a check for $500. It'd be pretty neat. Yeah.
So what time does the dinner start? What's the agenda for Saturday?
Yeah, thank you. So dinners will start being delivered so that you can start at 6 o'clock. From 6 to 7, that's kind of when we say is the dinner time.
Okay.
We're going to provide like a Spotify playlist for people if you want to have some music that would be Hypel fun music, and then that's going to open with a welcome from the Hypel committee. and a prayer from the bishop. So we're going to kick things off. We're trying to be traditional and new at the same
time.
This is how it starts. And so then we'll go ahead and open with dinner. And so you're going to do your dinner time at your house. And then at 7 o'clock, this is all happening online. There's a YouTube channel, and we're having a production crew, a local production crew help us with that. And then at 7 o'clock is when the actual auction event starts. And we are, during that time, we're going to have a couple of live items, which would be our Funda Vision HiPow event, where everybody is historically just so generous and gives to the schools to help fund the vision of Catholic Schools of Fairbanks. And we're going to have raffle tickets drawn. You know, we've had a raffle for a Prowler donated by Jeans Chrysler.
Wow.
We have, that is a pretty sharp looking car.
That is.
I got to sit in it. It's pretty neat. I was like, oh my gosh.
You know, you have the perfect face to sit in a Prowler.
Well,
Fairbanks, when she got on here, she said she had the perfect face for radio. And when I first started, that's what my brother told me, but she makes a Prowler look good.
Well, that would be awesome. It'd be super fun to drive in the summer. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
so
man.
Anyway, so we still have tickets for the Prowler. We also have raffle tickets for, those are actually all sold out. We've sold out our Alaska Airlines tickets. So we had Alaska Airlines donate for that. We also have a choice of compos, ATV, snow machine, or outboard. I think Compos has been very generous and lets whoever bids on that, you know, can choose what, you know, he or she would want. So those events like that, that's happening between that 7 and 8 o'clock time.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout this, and this is something I think important for listeners to know, we actually, our auction has already opened with one big item that we have that's been donated by Kendall. We have a Toyota Corolla, a 2019 Toyota Corolla that's actually on our auction right now. So you can bid on a 2019 super sweet looking Corolla. It has a moonroof. It has leather interior. I would love this Corolla. But,
you know, it always impresses me. It doesn't matter what your background is, what your denomination is, what your education is, where you went to school. The whole community comes together.
Yeah.
For this event to help fund this little private school.
Yep. Yeah.
That keeps on ticking.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that it shows that, you know, all kids in Fairbanks are our kids. And that's just how Fairbanks is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're going to look out for each other. And, you know, and I think that this is just another... It's an opportunity. That's one thing that we've really been trying to do this year throughout all of the changes is just see like change is opportunity. So opportunity for growth, opportunity for trying things maybe that we've, you know, like, well, I wonder if this would work. There could be a lot that we learn from this that will help us do HiPow better in the future, you know, when we go back to an in-person event. We're really excited that our online event is going to be available to anybody in the country. So you could have a family member in Minnesota that wants to hop on and watch this event. You could have somebody in Colorado. You could have your auntie bidding on items, you know, on our online auction, you know, throughout the night. So it's just pretty cool that it's like this very local event that's kind of gotten this national, or maybe I'd like to say global appeal, you know, so yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. We are the Fairbanks Foodie Show. You're listening to myself, David Pruse, and Amanda and Gayek talking about HiPow. It is October 10th, and how do you register for it?
You go to HiPowAuction.com.
We'll be back after these messages from our wonderful sponsors.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember with help from Gavoris Fine Wine. Gavoris' selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior. You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavoris has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavoris Fine Wine, open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery, some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery. It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net. The Red Couch on 2nd Avenue, downtown Fairbanks' best-kept lunchtime secret, with fresh-made sandwiches, soups, and an incredible bakery featuring fresh-baked goodies every day. You gotta try their fish and chips with cod or their signature salmon fish and chips. That's right, salmon, with an unbelievable homemade tartar sauce. The only kind in Alaska. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they cater too. Make your next meal the Red Couch, downtown, and follow them on Facebook.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Pruse with Amanda and Gayek. And we are talking about the social event of the evening, Haipau. Coming up fast, October 10th. Mm-hmm. How do you get there?
You get there at haipauauction.com. Or you can even give us a call at 907-313-3291. That's our phone number at the Monroe Foundation office.
And HIPAW stands for Happiness is Paying Our Way. This has been going on since, what, 1969?
Yeah. Father McGuigan, had this crazy idea. He knew. This is our 51st.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's Fairbanks, she saw me counting my fingers, you know, how many decades
I got. Oh. Yeah.
No, you caught me. God, what are you, the principal?
This is the 51st auction, and it is definitely one with some changes, and, you know, we're thinking it's going to be just as exciting.
Who are some of the contributors that give every year?
Oh, gosh. Hale and Associates, Gem Company. So the sweepstakes that I had talked about before the commercial break, that's actually the Gem Company sweepstakes. So they're our sweepstakes sponsor. Denali State Bank, Kinross Fort Knox, Gavora. So many people. Compos. I'm going to miss folks because I don't have my sheet in front of me, so apologies. Alaska Universal Productions, that's the production group that's helping us with the actual online event. And so we're pre-recording some items. Mammoth Marketing has been helping us with that. They're wonderful. They help us with our Fun Division video. So we just have, you know, so many different...
components.
Yeah, and... Yeah, I mean, we have to be quick studies. So the tech world, you know, came up on us fast. But it's super exciting because we have really good people, you know, in the local community. So,
you know, it's something else here. And
yep.
I see all the people that go to the event, and many of them went to all the different high schools and mm-hmm. grade schools and junior highs. But they all contribute to that mm-hmm. event for that school.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, you take a look at the students that come out of there. I came out of there. Mm-hmm. And when I went to private school, I went to ICS, then Denali, then Maine Junior High, then Monroe. So grew up with everyone. At each school I went to, I was at the top of the bottom third of student scores. You know, I was at the top of the bottom third.
Yeah.
And so I was, you know, at ICS, we had some great people. Mm-hmm. Denali, Maine Junior High, some very astute people.
Yeah.
Then I went back over to Monroe. And boy, just to be at the top of the bottom third, I had to work my rear end off. But that got me through college.
Mm-hmm.
They made me study. I was never made to really study.
Yeah.
But when I went to Monroe, I was made to study. And I consider that one of my strongest foundations. You know, work mm-hmm. ethic, you have to study. You know, successful people do things they don't want to do when they don't want to do them.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want to have to study geometry at 6 a.m. in the morning from Father McGuigan's because I knew he was going to be on it, you know. Things like that. Sister Bertrand, science. You know, you missed one homework assignment. You got an insufficient grade, so you couldn't play any sports. Just one homework assignment. One teacher. But we all knew the rules. We all knew it.
Well, and I think one thing that is great for all of us to remember is that it all matters. You know, I mean, so you doing the assignment and you following through with that and that discipline, that matters. That matters just not in the classroom. It matters on the court, too. So, I mean,
Learn by doing.
I think that that's something that is really valuable is that, you know, not only does the work that we do matter, but the kids matter. You know, and we want kids in our schools to understand that, you know, their worth and their value. So that's what we need so much of. And I think that that's why parents really do have their kids, you know, why parents work two jobs to have their kids come to school. You know, why they participate in fundraisers like HiPow. I mean, that's one thing that I feel like is a little like, oh, my heart, because we have so many volunteers historically, hundreds of volunteers that give of their time.
And over the 50 years.
Hours. And years, I mean, really, if you think about it. So, to, you know, I want to give a shout out to all past volunteers for HiPow because we're here. Our school is still here because of the things that you've done for us and the hours that you've put in and the labels that you've made for the items that go out on the tables, you know, in the years past, for those plates that you carried out to people for, you know, greeting somebody and making them feel like that they're special during that night. So we're changing it up. So now you can do that in your home and you can have that experience with your family and friends in your own way. But, you know, that spirit, I hope, is still there of giving.
It always is. And, you know, the students that go through there from K through 12, some start there, some don't in there, some in there that never started there. But it's such a sense of community. And the parents and the teachers and the administration, that's, you know, they're the cocoon around those students. You're going to learn. You're going to enjoy yourself. We're going to protect you as much as we can. But when you come out of here, you're going out into the big world, educated and ready to go. And don't disappoint.
So I have a kiddo that just went to college. It's a Monroe graduate. So class of 2020. So he's now at St. Martin's University. He's at in-person school right outside of Seattle. And, you know, it's always, you know, you think, when is what... What does this mean, you know, when you make the sacrifices or when you, you know, to have your kids go to private school? Like, it's that long vision, right? It's the, like, when they're ready to go, you want them to go off and be ready for life and to make decisions and to call you up and ask questions. And so that family piece, I think, that we can foster at the Catholic schools is super critical. And the preparedness, like you talk about, Dave, where you're going to be ready for the world. We want kids to be in the world, participating, making a difference. And what I really want is kids coming back to Fairbanks to do that and to keep our community vibrant. So that's where I think, you know, things, that's how HiPow things, this is possible because people come back or they know and they keep giving. So I think that that's really important.
Very special school, very, very special event. Let's get back to the event. So, like you said, so many people work so hard to put it on. Now, this year, you know, every year you'd have 525 to 550 people in an event on a Saturday night. You'd have silent auctions on Friday night. And then you'd take all those silent auction things out, get the tables ready to go, the settings up, the where people were sitting.
Oh, my gosh.
Getting
the table seatings. That's always fun.
And this year, you're not doing the table seatings, but you're doing the food vending and deliveries. And those table seatings were so funny. You know, this watching everyone, how you guys put that all together. And all the pushing and pulling and tugging. And I'd look at you guys and say, I'm good wherever you put me.
Thank you. Thanks for that.
I'm good wherever you put me.
Well, and you know, the amazing thing is like in the, you know, the in-person event, we have like, you know, about 550 to 75 people in the gym as guests, but then we have 120 wait staff, you know, 120 volunteers that are there. So it is packed.
And the wait staff you have are incredible people. I mean, you got Mount McKinley Bank. You got attorneys' firms.
Yep.
Everyone, they're serving.
Yeah.
I mean, this is these are rock-solid, top-shelf people that are just donating their time to make sure everyone has a good event.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all dressed in nice white shirts and bow ties. You know, it's like, wow.
Yeah. Well, and we have a one of our veteran teachers, Marcy Ward. She's been doing it for 30 years. So I'm like, Marcy, wherever you are, you know, we're thinking of you. You know, we wish you could help us.
I always like to get someone I know over, get over here.
Yeah.
So after about the second time I say that, they're telling me where I can.
I hope not.
I know. It's fun. It's so much fun.
Yeah. You know, the at-home event, I think, is going to be, you know, special just because everybody's going to bring their own energy to it, you know. And I think that, you know.
Lots of parties, lots of fiestas around Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Fiesta Fairbanks.
Fiesta Fairbanks on Saturday the 10th. But, you know, one thing, too, is that typically, the bidding stops, you know, Saturday night. We're actually extending some of the online bidding through the 13th.
Wow.
So, you know, we wanted to give people a chance to have this event in their homes, to do this a little differently. And we wanted to keep some the items open if people wanted to, you know, kind of continue to check it out. And so that's actually a very different piece for us, but we think it's going to, you know, continue people's interest and, you know, hopefully get as many people involved in bidding as we can. So.
Well, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
In the past, you know, your budget amounts are significant going towards the operation of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you looking at that right now?
We're, you know, we had our spring fundraiser I think it's about 3 years old that we've been doing. We made, I think, about a third less in our spring fundraiser that we did. So we're you know.
Using that as a measuring stick?
Yeah. And that was kind of at the height of what the heck's going on. Like, how are we going to rebound? What does this mean? So it's hard. And I think, I would imagine a lot of nonprofits are experiencing the ask is very difficult right now because we know that it's a challenging time for all businesses. So we wanted to be cognizant of that, but we also, you know, HiPow is really important to our operating budget. So we're probably imagining about, you know, about a third less than we normally would. We're hoping for better. And, you know, the giving spirit of Fairbanks, I think, you know, could prove us wrong, which I would love.
There you go.
Yeah. Prove me wrong, Fairbanks. So that would be great.
Nothing wrong with that. So Kindle's come through again for you. Compos has come through again for you. The Prowler.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's pretty.
You got some good stuff.
It's pretty impressive.
You know, you got some good stuff. You know, this is both a boy and female toy evening.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we have.
And kids, you know.
Yeah, we have, jewelry has come through. We have Taylor's has given us, you know, gift certificates to Taylor's. Let's think. There's, I think historically we have about 1,000 items that go through that people are bidding on for HiPow. We're looking at about 500 this year. So we've cut our items significantly, but that's okay. The research that we did in talking with other nonprofits and schools, like that's kind of what you have to work with. You're going to fatigue the people. So there's a lot of stuff.
Amanda, we have to close up shop.
All right.
Where do they go online?
HiPowAuction.com.
Phone number?
Okay. Oh, man. Thanks. 907 313-3291, and give us a call. We'd love to help answer any questions that you have.
Fairbanks, that is our Fairbanks Foodie Show today. Amanda, thank you so much for being on the show with me. Fairbanks, I will see you next. I'll talk to you next Saturday night.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, The Red Couch, Quality Sales Food Service, and Gavora's Fine Wine and Liquor.